Translation. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial. In other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man, nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Hare Krishna. Before we start with the purport and lose half of the audience, because it's a morning after the festival, I want to say that listening to the words of the Bhagavatam is devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam. Devotional service doesn't just mean to do Sevanam, service with the hands. Now we will perform devotional service with our ears and with our attention. It's a valid service. So we will also open the windows for just a little bit because we are many and it's after a festival. And I will promise you also that it will not be a long lecture because we have absorbed so much and many of us have to go. But for the time being, please do try to concentrate on this subject matter. Purport. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, "Yes. Yes, my Lord is present everywhere." Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man, so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad this statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kauteya pratijanahi name bhakta pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaj's demoniac father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed, since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotee, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I'm present here." By manifesting his form as Narasimhadev, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully a man. He was also not fully a lion. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhak Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satari. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we learn from this text that the Lord appeared for really three reasons. One reason is given in the text itself, and the other two are given in by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. The text explains the first reason, to prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial. In other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. And Prabhupada says the Lord proved another thing. Who remembers? What else the Lord proved with his appearance? That Lord Brahma's blessings were not false, they were not a lie. Brahma blessed Hiranyakashipu that he would not be killed by a man or an animal, and by so many other things. He would not be killed due to so many other reasons. And they were all, the words of Brahma were all kept really intact. And what would be a third reason for the Lord to appear? Another proof which the Lord gave with his appearance? His devotee will never vanquish. He protects his devotee. Thank you very much for your attentive listening. Yes, these are the three reasons which the Lord showed. I was reading this yesterday, and I was really meditating, trying to meditate about this event of the Lord. Coming out of a pillar to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall. I was meditating about this. The Lord came out of a stone pillar, which is very difficult to imagine. I mean, the Lord coming out from a stone pillar is a wonderful. I remember in Mumbai when we did a theater performance for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, we had to hide the Nrisimha actor in some paper pillar so that no one would see that he would come in the pillar. No one would see him walking in the pillar. And then we thought the surprise effect is very nice when he finally in the theater performance in the evening burst out of the pillar. But I heard the Nrisimha Dev actor had almost died out of heat stroke and had lost his vitality a little bit. Now the Lord came out of the pillar, you know, with full strength. And then I was thinking, I mean, we also want to that the Lord appears in our life. I know from many people who join the Hare Krishna movement, several do this out of just psychological reasons. They want some security and a group to identify with. But there is a good number of serious spiritual reasons also there, where people join a movement like ours with the singular purpose, the singular spiritual purpose to find God. There are some devotees like this. Maybe most of the devotees here belong to this, can recognize this in their hearts. I want to find Krishna in my life. At such a time, when such a question appears, or when such a motive appears, the second question comes out. Where do I find Krishna? Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur answers this question in a very interesting way. He says, Krishna can be found in four places. The first place he mentions is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has stressed that the reading of the Bhagavatam, especially in Kali Yuga, is very important, because by reading it you will find that the Lord will come in your consciousness, or in the words of the Bhagavatam, will manifest on the lotus of your heart. The second place where the Lord can be found is where his great devotees are, in the hearts of these devotees. And Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions really three devotees. He starts with Mother Ganga. Krishna can be found in Mother Ganga. Those of you who have taken a bath in Mother Ganga have maybe felt in a great feeling of relief. That it's not just a heat relief. It's really a relief from the heat of material existence. You feel just very relieved and well taken care of. Therefore, a dying person who's in the greatest anxiety is usually given Mother Ganga on his tongue, so that by the potency of the contact of Ganga, who carries Lord Krishna, she carries Lord Krishna, she carries the foot dust of Lord Krishna, even, you know, because she comes from the lotus feet of the Lord, can help. Another great devotee in whose heart Krishna is hiding, you will be very surprised, is Mother Tulsi, Hare Krishna. Therefore, in every temple, there is a traditional Tulsi Aratik, where the devotee really requests Tulasi for a great, great blessing, the blessing to be brought in contact with Krishna. You know, please make that I can behold the pastimes of the divine couple. This is a prayer in that which we pray every morning. The third devotee which is mentioned, in whose heart Lord Krishna is taking a vishram, a rest, is just the Vaishnava, the walking devotee. So, if we want to obtain Lord Krishna, we have to ask ourselves, are we qualified? Can we actually take Lord Krishna? We are asking for God. There's a nice little story which I would tell you, I would like to tell you, about the question of, is the receiver qualified? Does this question sometimes appear in practical life? Is the receiver qualified? I think it appears, for instance, if we wish to have a title. I want to be, let me say, a sannyasi, and I want that the sannyas order is conferred on me. Then the question is, are you qualified? Or there is this, someone wants to receive the blessing to move in the temple. Now, Preto Prabhu and Krishna Kumar Prabhu and myself have been requested to form a subcommittee where we talk about the model of our society, so that we can receive devotees in the temple who are also qualified to stay, and so on. Now, don't you think that if you have the question, I want God in my life, that this question, are you a qualified receiver, has to be somewhere be put? Do you think this is a natural question, or is it totally unnatural? Or, is anyone just qualified? Or how do we deal with this? Once there was a crow. Crow, 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 and it landed in a pumpkin field and saw a pumpkin. The crow was highly attracted by the pumpkin, started to walk towards it with the intention to eat it. Since it's a Vedic story, don't be surprised if pumpkins and crows will speak in a moment. The pumpkin said, you're not qualified to eat me. You have not the permission of the owner. If you do not want to go against Dharma and just steal me, you have to go to the farmer and ask him for permission, because he's the rightful owner. Oh, said the crow. So he went to the farmer and said, my dear farmer, can you please give me the permission to eat the pumpkin? I'm very, very eager to eat the pumpkin. The farmer said, you are not qualified because you have not grown the pumpkin. If you want to eat a pumpkin, you have to plant the seed. You first have to till the ground, cultivate the ground, pour water in it, and then it's your pumpkin and you can do with it what you wish, because it is your property. So if you want to eat a pumpkin, go back and plant the seed of the pumpkin, and so on. I will give you some land, said the crow. What else do I need? Well, you need a plow, said the farmer, who began to enjoy his conversation. Yeah. Where do I get the plow, said the crow? You need to go to a blacksmith, zu Deutsch ein Schmied. So the crow went to the blacksmith and said, I will change my profession. I won't be a thief any longer. I'm a farmer now. Can you somehow give me a plow? I think the crow didn't really know what it is. So the blacksmith was just in his forge. The forge heißt Schmiede. And was beating on iron, which was red hot. And he said, I can give you a little part of this iron, but it's a very hot and very heavy. Are you qualified to receive it? How do you wish me to give it to you? And where do you want to, how do you wish to accept it? The crow said, well, I open my beak and you can put it in my beak. Beak heißt Schnabel. And the blacksmith said, you will burn. This is much more hot than your schnabel, than your beak. And it will. You are not a qualified receiver for a plow. It's also too heavy for you. So, if we want to receive Krishna, are we qualified? Where will we receive him? If a plow is difficult to receive for an ordinary creature, what do you think is about Krishna? Where could we receive Krishna? And what could be our qualification to receive God in our lives? Let us not forget, very qualified transcendentalists endeavor for many lifetimes to attain God. Bahunam janmanam ante Jnanavang mang prapachate, the Lord says, after many births and deaths, someone finally becomes wise and starts to understand me. And then it's a whole different story to come to full God consciousness. Are you qualified? What qualifications did you bring in this hall? What qualifications did you bring? This is a question which I don't know. You can go on ignoring this question, or you could address this question in your life. It is up to you. Now, after saying so much, I want to go a path which will be more hopeful. It is so that in this age of Kali, it's hard to come by the qualification. The normal qualification for receiving Lord Krishna is absolute purity in the heart. Freedom from material desires. A great, great spiritual integrity. And no longer being disturbed by the material atmosphere. But in this age of Kali, the Lord has watched us very carefully and decided there's no point in asking for high qualifications. This is Kali Yuga. He has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has given himself in the form of his holy names. If a devotee chants by observing the rules about chanting the holy name, then Krishna will do the work of purifying the heart. He will personally do it, not that he expects you to do all the work. He will come in the form of the holy name into the heart and purify the heart. And then he will reveal himself within the purified heart of the devotee. Now there is one very important secret which will appear in a forthcoming book called Nam Rahasya, which is very important to note. If you wish that the Lord comes into your heart and purifies the heart, you have to chant the holy name in which Krishna is present. It's not that Krishna is present in every holy name of Hare Krishna. Krishna is present within the holy name only under certain conditions. Have you ever thought about the question, do you think anyone can just call Krishna like a Veda? Hey, come, Hare Krishna, dance on my tongue. Do you really think it's so easy? Not even an ordinary Veda will do this for you if you don't give him money. Do you really think spiritual life is so easy that you just need to sit down and chant some types of mantra, Hare Krishna mantras? Srila Prabhupada has said that we must chant. No, when we chant, it could be that we just chant the aksharas. Aksharas are the letters of the alphabet, but not have Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has also told this concept that a person can chant and he calls it the alphabet name. It's just an arrangement of mundane letters, H, A, R, E, K, R, S, N, A, and so on. But Krishna is not present. It may look that someone is chanting Hare Krishna, but there is no Krishna present. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given an example. Sorry, I have to revive the voice. I hope I'm allowed to speak this secret, because it is really a secret of spiritual life. So we have to... If after this I can't speak, then I know Lord Lishigiri doesn't want me to reveal this to you. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given an example of a medicinal capsula. You know these capsulas? Those to take medicine sometimes don't want to swallow the capsula, and they can just open it like this and put the medicine like this in their throat, especially, you know, when you know it's not a capsula, which is vegetarian, really. So, the capsula itself is never the medicine. It is what is in the capsula which makes the medicine. The capsula could theoretically have very powerful medicine. The same type of capsula produced from the same firm could have deadly poison like cyanide, cyankali. Just a little bit and you are gone when you take it. So, Hare Krishna is not Hare Krishna. There's one sound vibration which contains Krishna, and there is another sound vibration which may not contain Krishna. Therefore it is said, we have to hear the holy name from a pure devotee, because only then Krishna is there. It says, if you hear the holy name from a non-devotee who has material concepts, the same holy name has not the same effects. And the example has been given that milk, who is touched by the poisonous fangs, things heißt die Stoßzähne, of a serpent, has poisonous effects. If you drink such milk, you have to think of your testament. So the holy name, in order to really contain the Krishna Sara, the essence of Lord Krishna, has to be first of all heard from a pure devotee. That means we have to understand the concept, what it is. And then when we chant the holy name, we have to really do it in a way that Lord Krishna is attracted to be there, to come. That's very, very, very important. Therefore, some of us know that there are kirtans which are highly nourishing to our spiritual life. And there are kirtans where we just can't get into so well, or where we can get into it when we are quite young and energetic and we like rhythms very much. At that time we dance to the very interesting, complicated rhythms and beats. But if we are not, and we may have a slight cold, it has not touched our heart enough, so we stay a little bit in the observer role. Please understand that to attract Lord Krishna is something which needs a minimum of qualification. You can't just go Hare Krishna and expect Lord Krishna to be there. This would be totally irrational to think like this. The Lord can manifest, is present everywhere, and we hear in this verse, He proved this by even appearing from the pillar of an assembly hall. Something like this is also. So the Lord can also appear to a, let me say, person in the Kali Yuga. He can appear in the tongue and in the chanting of that person. Ali means however. I have to say it right. But. We must know the science how to attract Lord Krishna. A first hint which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has given us is that a devotee must chant the holy name in a loving mood, in a service attitude. It's very interesting when you ask devotees, why do you chant? First of all, they are shocked that you ask such a question. But then when they are not intimidated by the question, they say, well, if I don't chant, my day is ruined. I'm confused. I'm in Maya. But there is another concept which is given in our tradition. We should chant to serve Lord Krishna, to please Him, to please His senses. We should chant not for us, in other words, but for Krishna. This is a totally different concept in philosophy. You would say this is the theocentric concept, whereas the other is the anthropocentric concept. The second thing which you must know is that Krishna likes to come to a devotee who serves the Vaishnavas. When a devotee is hurting the Vaishnavas, then Lord Krishna does not like to come. I would like now to end my class because I have promised you a short lecture. Many of you have to go or think of going, and others are tired maybe and cannot concentrate for a long time. I would like to suggest three steps in chanting which have been given to us by Srila Prabhupada and by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The first thing is, if a devotee chants who wishes really, I want to, and wants to meet the Lord, the first thing is, you have to know that the holy name is Krishna. You have to have that initial faith that, oh yes, my dear Lord. There's a song which I personally like very much, but I can't sing it so well, but I will sing it anyway, so you will become awake because out of sympathetic laughter. Jaya Jaya Hari Nama Chidanamrita Dama Paratattva Akshara Akara Nija Jana Kripa Kori Nama Rupa Vatari Jiva Daya Kori Le Apara. It's a beautiful song. It says, all glories to the holy name of the Lord, the abode of immortal transcendental bliss, the supreme absolute truth who possesses an eternal form of sacred syllables. Krishna is there in the form of syllables, has descended in the form of the holy name. It's Krishna. Devotees who like Sanskrit shlokas, know the verse Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigrahe, that, oh, you have taken the form, you are identical with the name. So if you fix this concept in your mind, oh, now I'm with Krishna, this is very good. This will bring you to Krishna, because you will become devotional in your heart. The second thing is, you should meditate about the meaning of the name. When you do something but you don't understand the meaning of it, it is meaningless for you. Now, yesterday I tried to give the example of a thermometer where quicksilver rises in a glass. What is it? A Röhre, glass. Thermometer. Thank you. Where it rises in a little glass. Just a little thing like this. Glasröhre, sagt man in Deutsch. So if someone who is totally new to the world of thermometer is, this will not really give him any idea. But another person who knows about thermometers, he will say, oh no, my God, this person has a high temperature. If he don't immediately bring the temperature down, he will be dead in 1 or 2 hours. The same thing, someone understands it, another doesn't understand it. A person lives or a person dies. This is also very important in spiritual life, in chanting. You must know the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. What are you doing? What we do every morning is we call out for the Lord. My dear Srimati Radharani, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. This means not that we call for a day of pot washing. This means that we call for becoming accepted by the Lord. We always say, if the Lord accepts us, the proof of it is that he will give me service. This is my proof that the Lord has accepted me. So then the third rule is, you must call in a helpless mood. The holy name is described in a mood of sincere lamentation. Oh Krishna, I'm here, you're there, please give the mercy to this fallen soul. These are three very nice steps which will help us that within our chanting of the holy name, Krishna has fully appeared. See, some of us are in the situation that we find it difficult to chant our 16 rounds every day. This is an unnatural situation, spiritually speaking. It shows that there is a lack of attraction to the holy name. We always have find time for what we have attraction. And it's very important that we don't ignore this and just go on, or that it doesn't also help if we feel guilty about it or build some guilt complex. It's better to address it and say, how can I become attracted to the chanting of the holy name? That I will chant not only 16 rounds, or like Haridas Thakur said, after he chanted a whole day, He said, already a day is gone? I have not even started my rounds. This is quality chanting. Chanting with attraction. This is normal, because the soul is attracted. It's only the material conditions. My dear devotees, we have to make this sadhana our, we have to make it work for us. And it works if you feel Krishna's presence. Then you feel enlivened and enthusiastic, and you feel called. And for this, it's necessary to learn the science of attracting Lord Krishna by the right mood and by avoiding that which displeases Krishna, by avoiding the aparadas. So, Hare Krishna. I hope this was not too impractical for your spiritual lives. I also want to thank you very much for coming to this festival and giving so much life with your sacred presence to all of us. Hari Bol. You may ask, why do I speak such so intensely? Why do I not leave you in peace? And so on. It's just like this. I've personally walked through the valley of pain and saw many, many things there. I'm coming back. And I came back to a very realistic meeting about the preaching in Germany. And I understood from the meeting that it is very necessary that our devotees become somehow more advanced, more pure, and more willing to cooperate with each other, which is only possible if you are somewhat a little advanced and can put your own concerns a little on the second place, really. It is a sign of maturity, really, to work together. And we have come in our preaching, in our ISKCON, to a state where somehow Krishna seems to demand this and seems to wish this very much. So therefore, I'm trying in my own little way to somehow contribute by being a preacher. Therefore, I have decided to preach to the devotees also, and not just to the non-devotees. Hare Krishna. So I wish to thank you very much. It is, as I said, not possible to spend a long time because devotees need to leave. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi go nitai ki jai, go premanandi hari hari bo.